Jake Settle on the East Home School Report. Today I'm joined by John Wilson, the Curriculum Testing and Federal Programming Administrator for East Home's local schools. John, thank you for taking some time to talk with us today.
Thank you.
And John, we were talking a little bit before we started this. We've got in-service coming up for your East Home staff this month.
Correct. So we are having that next Friday, and our focus is going to be instructional clarity across the district.
So can you tell us just a little bit more about that, what this in-service is really going to be focusing on?
Absolutely. So in looking at East Home's grade card from the Ohio Department of Education and Workforce, there's a couple areas that we would like to collectively work on improving. One of those is our two-star rated progress component, and the other one is looking a lot at science instruction. Those are two areas that collectively we feel like we want to put some effort into getting those to improve. And so to do that, we've decided we're going to start with instructional clarity, which basically is teachers having a clear direction on everything they're teaching and also to what degree that is being taught. We want to make sure that the students across our district in all the various buildings have access to the same type of education delivered in a way that minimizes gaps for students. And so we'll start by looking at Ohio's content standards and breaking that down to look specifically what is required by each standard, how does that tie into our current curriculums, and then collectively by grade level and also department level, to what degree do we expect our students to rise to in order to meet that criteria. And by involving the entire district, the goal is to work to eliminate gaps in learning and really get all of our teachers kind of on the same page, so to speak, all pulling on the same thread in order to help our students be the absolute best they can be.
And that's something that, you know, every teacher has their own style, but if you're trying to get them in line with what they're teaching, it's going to help the kids down the line because they'll be used to exactly what to expect.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you bring that up. The goal is to make sure that, you know, we're all progressing in the same way, but we do not want to take away the craft of teaching because each teacher brings different approaches. And, you know, it's really good for students to have that variety and, you know, identify with the way their teachers are doing things. So excellent point. We want to make certain that, you know, we're all kind of teaching the same things and we all have aligned expectations, but we do not want to minimize teacher craft.
And I think something else that sticks out to me is some people think a teacher will go to school, they'll get their bachelor's degree in education, and then they are done learning for the rest of their career. But it seems like East Holmes especially has such a desire to make sure their teachers always continue learning so they can help make sure their students keep learning to the best of their ability.
Yes, absolutely. The life of a teacher, by definition, is lifelong learning. And that's something I feel very passionate about as the curriculum director. I want our staff to be current in their knowledge and to really know how to help all the different kids that attend our schools.
Well, John, as we've talked, I know East Holmes has made a significant investment in your curriculum, and in-services like this are also a great way to make sure your teachers are understanding that to the best of their ability.
Correct. With any curriculum adoption, it's a very important piece that is not taken lightly. We want to make sure that we're not only adequately challenging our students, but we are also coming alongside them if there are areas of difficulty and helping them to get that shored up so that everybody progresses to their fullest maximum potential. And, you know, so through those curriculums, just being able to delve into those as a team and work through different lessons, different concepts, how we're approaching those, how we're teaching those, things we're using to kind of progress the kids through, it's super powerful. And it kind of ties back to your question earlier. Each teacher brings different traits to the table. And so those are very enlightening sessions because we end up with a lot of different ideas on how to progress. And I think that in and of itself adds a network of support for our teachers across all the different buildings of the district.
Well, John, always great to talk to you. Thanks for keeping us updated on what the teachers over at East Holmes are doing to make sure the students get the best education possible.
Thank you so much for the time, and thanks also to all of our parents who send students that are ready and willing to academically improve themselves.
That was John Wilson on this week's East Holmes School Report.